What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Karen Beckett is a chartered psychologist. Karen, are horror movies good for us?
Yes, horror movies can be quite good for people to sort of exercise the anxiety muscles in the brain to some extent.
I would have thought the total opposite.
Now, look, I mean, if you have post-traumatic stress or severe anxiety, it wouldn't be something I'd suggest to expose yourself all the time. But it does give the brain a kind of a safe space to flex their, I suppose, experience around anxiety. You can pause it if it gets too much. You can fast forward it. It's kind of like a little bit of exposure therapy, kind of the principles of that, but in a really safe manner.
Okay, so it's like in the way that, you know, if you are a lover of true crime series, the bad guys are always caught and they face justice and there's, you know, it's all wrapped up in it with a bow at the end.
Yeah, you can kind of give it can be a way of activating that sort of amygdala response in the brain, but you having the control. So you're in that kind of total immersion of anxiety and suspense, but you can step out and, you know, get yourself a coffee and then come back to it. So it's kind of like you have that control over this space, whereas in real life situations, you won't have that.
I believe this is one of your favourites, Karen.
Your aim in this game is to kill Adam. You have until 6 o'clock to do it. There are ways to win this. Hidden all around you. Just remember, X marks the spot for the treasure.
Well, that's what Saw, is it?
Yeah, I think favourite might be a stretch, but I definitely feel it left an impression.
And what is, why that horror movie? Why would you pick that?
I think it's because it's a number one, like there's so many of your fears. The one that stands out for me is like having your hair ripped off your scalp.
Oh God, stop.
And I just think like, but it's the choice. It's that like, well, pure psychology. Do I save myself or do I save somebody else? And maybe that's my worst fear. So okay. I think that's why it's my...
Been faced with the decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're recommending Saw for that. Dr. Sarah Cleary is with me on the line today. Sarah, you have a PhD in horror from Trinity.
I do indeed. How are you, Andrea?
How are you? So you have a real specialist interest in this area.
Absolutely. I've watched a lot of horror films.
Okay. And you thought I'll get a qualification in it?
Absolutely. Yeah, so they'll be hand in the mouth. Yeah.
So are you surprised to hear today that watching horror movies can help to reduce our anxiety and stress levels?
Not at all. We have been tapping into the gothic and we've been tapping into horror since pretty much the campfire was invented because, you know, as your last speaker was saying, it offers this real safe space to explore unsafe things because it's contained.
Okay. So what's your recommendation then?
To be honest with you, I think we always have to treat horror like, you know, like a flavour of ice cream. And I think some people are into different flavours and some people are looking for different things within horror because really good horror operates on multiple different levels. So you have the kind of first level, which is the physiological, and that's the adrenaline, the positive reinforcement that shots of adrenaline gives you. And then you have the kind of the more biological, which is the gore and the abject. And it's our curiosity, our morbid curiosity with things that we really shouldn't be tapering with. And then the last level we have, which is kind of my favorite level, is the psychological. And this is really the interesting layer where really unsafe things are explored, are contained, are offered back to us in really manageable and accessible bite-sized chunks.
So what movie would you find or which horror film out there will give you all of those combined?
You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there at the moment, but I think I'd always have to go back to the classics. And two of my favourites really would be The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Don't Look Now. I think they're two brilliant horror films that really tap into all three of those layers.
I think we actually have a little bit of The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You can make him stop. No, you
shut your mouth. You'd be be helped, young lady.
Oh, please. Shut up. Kill me.
You don't mind.
There's not a chance, Sarah. I'm sitting down. Between that and Karen suggesting Saw as well. I mean, my God, I like to remain in the safe space of, like, I kind of like Scream. That's the sort of, you know, the sort of the ridiculous horror. That's about as much now as I can handle.
But you know what, Andrea? Scream is actually a hell of a lot more nihilistic than all of our choices put together, because what Scream is doing, yeah, it's darker than the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Saw, because what Scream is doing is saying anybody is capable of being the monster.
Yeah, that's not the one I would have thought, to be honest, I would have picked. But yet I find that I can nearly watch that easier than I could sit down to watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Deirdre Malumbi, pop culture entertainment journalist, is with me on the line today. Is it just the distraction from day-to-day life, Deirdre?
I think that there are a lot of elements of horror that people find, you know, interesting. There is the distraction. There's also quite a bit of world building in horror movies. I think that it has that kind of in common with fantasy. I think people can get really addicted to the adrenaline rush that kind of comes with being scared. I think that horror is also one of those rare genres in that we are still seeing some really original ideas coming out of horror cinema, some real creativity and experimentality there. Now, I say that, like, knowing full well that, like, horror has plenty of IPs and franchises, you know, between the Conjuring movies, Halloween, Alien, etc., etc. But at the same time, like, you look at the likes of, you know, Jordan Peele and Ari Aster and the kind of movies, they're making some really quite, like, smart, original ideas. And I particularly find it interesting the way that people can use horror as kind of a commentary on what's happening in the here and now. So I always have found it, like, a really kind of quite fascinating genre that way, you know.
What's your favourite?
I have picked Nosferatu, and I'm speaking about the original one here,
right?
Now, from,
well, hang on a second there,
to the remake.
I felt you crawling like a serpent in my body.
It is not me. It is your nature.
No, I love Thomas.
Love is inferior to you. I told you, you are not of humankind.
You are a villain to speak, sir.
I am an appetite. Nothing more.
That's the remake, though, Deirdre, isn't it?
That's the remake, yeah. It's actually the original I like. I prefer when they're not talking. So the original Nosferatu is actually a silent movie, and it really kind of gets under your skin. And there's a lot of stuff that's happening, like, beneath the surface that, like, the remake makes quite overt. But it's really worth going back and watching it. I think you can find it on YouTube or something.
Right.
But the visuals in the original Nosferatu are absolutely gorgeous, that German expressionism. And, you know, it's kind of the original vampire movie, and it's the vampire as, like, a proper creepy monster. You know, before they made the vampire kind of quite, like, sexy and sensual figure, as we kind of would know him more now.
Yeah, listener says, I'm delighted you're having this conversation about horror and its benefits. At last, I'm a woman and I absolutely love horror movies, but people think I'm really weird. Halloween is my favourite time of the year. The Descent is probably one of the best underrated horror movies ever made. What about you, Patrick Osborne? Patrick, of course, is an author and screenwriter. Why do you think we love horror movies, Patrick?
I suppose, again, we love the thrill, don't we? We love to be frightened, but then be safe. And great horrors, I think, if you look at the amount of them, we'd say that The Child is the, you know, like, think of Damien Omen and Halloween, even when Michael Myers, when the first starts killing, that really, really kind of sets it up, you know, that we shouldn't be afraid of children. There's a lot to them, yeah. Children. You know, like, but as it's the whole safe space, so definitely I can understand where they're going, that this can help with anxiety and stress. Obviously it causes a lot of stress at the time, but
well, that's what I would have thought. Yeah. I mean, I spend most of my time watching a horror movie whenever I have watched them over the years behind a cushion.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's safe, although there's a friend of mine, he says his horror movie is his wedding video.
Oh, stop. But, I hope he doesn't admit that too loudly.
I'm not saying he's partners. No, they're still together, but yeah, I think it just we feel safe, if you like, but yeah. We also want to be like the stories from the campfire. You know, it's a kind of a warns you of dangers, to warn you of what you shouldn't do. But we're all, of course, tempted to, you know, go into the woods or all, you know, things. You know, we're always shouting at the films, don't go back into the house or don't do that.
Turn around. What's your favourite?
The original Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, that's the sound of it, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and the sound is brilliant, you know. Now, again, I was probably 10 years of age when I watched it, so I suppose that shouldn't be ideal.
That's your recommendation, yeah. Listener says, I've never watched a horror movie. I can't see the appeal of being horrified. Ghosts I'm okay with, but horror I'm not. And another listener says, the story in a horror movie, The Ring, was the best I've ever watched. Scary film, but the best plot and story, I thought, of all of them. Karen, like, one of the things I would struggle with now is actually watching a horror movie in a cinema. I'm probably a little bit better on the small screen.
I think the opposite. I think there's safety in numbers. I think sometimes when you're watching it at home, I know for me, I'm like, was that a creak? Is there something, you know, I definitely can step outside the movie, and depending on particularly psychological thrillers, sometimes I can let my mind run away. So I feel like in a cinema, I'm even more contained. And I'm like, okay, I'm with everybody else. We're definitely safe.
Yeah, I think this is why I like when, you know, they catch them and the bad guys and they go through the courts and everybody's locked up and we know that they're off the streets. It's those sort of torture films that I just can't handle at all. Karen Beckett, Sarah Cleary, Deirdre Malumbi and Patrick Osborne, thanks a million guys for joining us here on the show today. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.